This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Uganda's Election Commission Saturday declared incumbent Yoweri Museveni the winner of the presidential election, extending his 35-year rule as his main rival alleged fraud and urged citizens to reject the result. Museveni won 5.85 million votes, or 58.64% of the total, while main opposition candidate Bobi Wine won 3.48 million votes, or 34.83% of that total. The results were announced by the Electoral Commission in a televised news conference. There was an internet blackout in the country for much of the election process. India began one of the world's biggest coronavirus vaccination programs on Saturday, hoping to end a pandemic that has killed more than 150,000 people in the country and infected more than 10 million people. India is the worst, is one of the worst hit countries by COVID-19. Over the coming months, India aims to inoculate around a quarter of the population. That's about 300 million people, including healthcare workers, people over the age of 50, and those with conditions that put them at high risk. About 150,000 staff in 700 districts have been trained to administer the shots and to keep records. In Germany, Christian Democrats elected a new chairman on Saturday, aiming to unite their conservative party behind a new leader who they hope can succeed Angela Merkel as chancellor. She will step down after federal elections in September. At stake is the leadership of Europe's biggest economy. And as we head toward the inauguration of U.S. President-elect Joe Biden on Wednesday, Vice President Mike Pence has called Vice President-elect Kamala Harris to offer his congratulations. The call, which is often customary, marks the first contact between elected officials from these two administrations.